Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled Acres of Diamond. This is a great story that Brian Tracy pointed me towards. The story was first told 100 years ago, but is still as meaningful today as it ever was. So here goes. There was an old African farmer who'd done very well in life. One day he became very excited on hearing that a number of people had gone off in search of a diamond mine, and on finding one they'd become fabulously rich. So he decided to crown his own life by going off in search of diamond mines and becoming fabulously rich. He searched the huge African continent for 13 years, but finally, broken, alone, sick and tired, he threw himself into the ocean and drowned. Meanwhile, back at his old farm, the new farmer one day was out watering a mule in a stream, and he found a rock which threw off a light in a remarkable fashion. He took the rock to a friend who took him to an expert. This expert identified it as a diamond of immeasurable value. The expert asked, "Where did you find this?" So the farmer took him to where he'd found it, and lo and behold, he found another. And then another, and then another. Soon he realised the whole farm was literally covered in acres of diamonds. The old farmer had gone off looking for diamonds somewhere else, without even looking under his own feet. The reason he didn't realise the diamonds were literally under his feet was that diamonds don't look like diamonds in their rough form. Indeed, they just look like a rough rock, burnt fragments and chapped remnants of coal. Indeed, for diamonds to become diamonds as we know it, they must be cut, shaped and polished. So reflecting on the story, I wondered, if I capitalise on the resources and contacts I already have, maybe this would help me find my rough diamonds of opportunity. Then by developing my skills I already have, maybe I can shape those rough diamonds of opportunity and polish them into my own sparkling diamonds of achievement. This story has so many great messages, but the one I'm going to go away with is a happy realisation that I don't need to change everything in my life, because most likely everything I want is right under my feet, and all I need to do is look. Enjoy looking for your diamonds. Till next week, David Gardner, signing off.